I think just by the excitement, you could tell that, you know, one thing, they knew who the players were, which also was really good. And the players was really friendly. You know, just sometimes players are a little, you know, intimidating, but these guys were very friendly, and the kids were able to really get closer to them. They took selfies with the kid. So I think it just was an incredible opportunity for the players and the kids to mix. I think that was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, definitely. It was the players were pretty excited to come out here and interact with the kids today. But what do you think it means for the community that the players come out here and interact and kind of show love and support for
Absolutely.
Their fans?
Well, you know, because of the event itself, we are the event Raider is our team. And so therefore, because he did so well, and for him to do so well, and for the superintendent of the schools, the principal, the mayor's office, to say, hey, let's honor this kid and the Raiders organization and the military. You had it all, so I think that's just showing that we're bridging the gap from the Army base and the outside community and the school district. I think that's a win-win situation for everybody.
Definitely. There was a lot of people came out and showed
Absolutely.
Today. It was
Absolutely.
A great showing. Other than that, I suppose, can you talk a little bit more about the punt pass and kick initiative that the NFL's put forth?
Good. We put it on the punt pass and kick for 2 years. First year, we just wanted to see if we could host an actual local competition. NFL gave us okay. We got an insurance to be able to do it on the base. The base hadn't been open since 2001, since 9/11, and so we wanted to find a way to bridge the gap to bring the people from the outside onto the base. And so we decided to put on NFL punt pass kit as our first major event. And by doing so, 85 kids signed up, pretty successful. And then this year, 129 kids signed up and 101 showed up. And so it just grew. And like I say, it was just a chance that we took. And by taking that chance, this is a result. You know, you never know what happens, who's in your crowd, or who's out there participating. And because Colin did so well, I think it just shows that exercising 60 minutes a day is what it's all about. Excellent. We put on an excellent program at Kemp Park. And then to be able to come to a school district is about education and fitness. Got a great staff, city council people. I think it's all a good thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that everyone came out here to reward his hard work and efforts.
Absolutely.
But lastly, can you talk a little bit about your impressions of Colin? He's pretty mature for his age and pretty good guy. Maybe you can talk a little bit about
Colin. You know, we had all 100-some kids. Colin didn't stand out in the crowd. He didn't, some kids, they want to be seen. Colin's kind of low-key, real reserved, relaxed. But he did really well because punt pass kids is not only about distance, it's about accuracy. He hit the mark every time. So that's what I think. You know, everybody's trying to do power, strength, but he practiced on the skill of the event, and it showed that he took time to really go and hone that skill, and by hitting that mark, getting close to that mark, made his scores really, really increase. And I went to the sectionals, and I went to the championships at the Raider game, so we all went to the Raider 49er game, and we were on the field, and he did well. That spearheaded him to go to the nationals, and he did well.